500 people, something like that, county seat, poor as church mice, most of the people.
Is that in the coal area?
They don't have where to go except walk, most people, most of the people rural areas, and the little old narrow roads out there, you know, to get over it.
Does she teach school?
No, she never has taught. She taught Cleveland and then taught over to out of Rocky Mountain one year. She quit. And no, she's married to a retired colonel at Air Force. So she's been all over the world nearly.
Oh yeah.
And
so they just retired
and
there.
And she was over there, and she, her father, his father, had a milk dairy. Milk, he did run dairy, and they sold his cows. He got some brucellosis in them, and one of them, and he sold his cattle. They made him sell them. He sold his cattle, probably put them right back in dairy, and all of them he had sold. But then he went delivering milk, buying it and delivering it. Well, he took it over and wanted his son to come down, and he made him, gave him the outfit to come down and take it over. Well, he bought himself a miserable, worst, that's about the worst thing he could have possibly done.
Yeah.
So he's getting out of that next year. They built him a nice home there. I wish they hadn't built. But they built a nice home there. It's a really a nice home.
And you're going up there for Christmas?
Beg pardon?
I'm going to spend Christmas. Hope you don't get snowbound.
Well, I'm just worrying about that a little bit. It won't hurt, except folks will worry about the house, things like that. We'll have somebody looking after it.
You might have to spend a little
while. I'm not worrying the way we have to live. I'm not worrying about the bit losing my job. I didn't worry about losing that. Wife said, sure put me in a wash. I listen, didn't put you in a wash. That's one thing she said I wouldn't go along with. She said, Matty surely put me in a wash. He did the biggest washing. See, the college did washing for the college. The college did the washing for the faculty.
Laundry.
But we paid for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We paid for it. Well, they'd come get, pick it up, come back, deliver it, things like that. Well, shoot. I said, listen. I said, the wash your tears here, number on. I said, I'm not going to help you. I didn't help her do one blooming thing on the big wash she washed. She washed it and ironed it all up by herself. She never did do another. I said, listen. I said, $2,200, $2,250 down in the bank. And I said, you didn't have to do that. You did that, put yourself to wash tub. Now you get out of that wash tub.
Don't put you in it.
No, I'm not going to get in it. She washed well now. I'm just telling you that, how things reacted on it. Now she knew we had that money. She did. She just couldn't think about anything. Put her in a wash tub. Because it took that one. Well, I said, listen, you can take that laundry. I'll go with you to down at the laundry, down at that wash tier, and get it done. And I said, you can hire a servant to wash it, to iron it if you want to, just as long as it takes. But I said, you need to put in the wash. If you need to talk to me like that, I don't blame that.
I don't blame that.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I sure have enjoyed this again. I'll have to come back even if I don't have a question.
Well, I'll open to anybody who wants to come. And we don't have too much coming. I certainly appreciate that flower.
Well, I just thought I'd add a little touch of Christmas.
Well, we'll take care of it over the holidays. Uh-huh. And we got one last year that lasted. Here's a white one. And that thing lasted till way in the spring. It's beautiful.
They do.
Way on the spring.
Uh-huh. Into the,
we tried to take them over, but you can't take those things over. Well, we've tried 2-3 times to take them over.
I've tried to plant them outside, but
they
don't
work. Well, I do too. Plant them, then pick them, then plant them in a pot.
Yeah.
And take the pot and bring it in, but bloom it. They never would bloom for me.
No.
Then you have to put them in a shade and things like that. Well, I saw some beautiful that bloomed here. A woman had one over here, one of my friends had one. She had one out, kept it out, and brought it in the house, and it bloomed. Yeah, I guess it had 40 blooms on it.
My goodness.
Little small, but small, you know, and just stems coming up. Oh, it is that big around. It's beautiful. I never could have it. I tried it several years. I quit it.
I never did.
Let me get my glasses. I've got so I can't. Where did I put the other off?
How many's mine?
Oh, no. I have 3 pairs. One up and downstairs in my office. I have my office in the low. My home has 4,000 square feet of space, so I have plenty of room.
Big. Yes, that is.
Oh, 2,000 upstairs, 2,000 downstairs. It should have been Gorman and Gentry. They have this type of wrong, America.
Tom Tracy across from the Liberty Warehouse, old Tar River Bridge, Evan Street, National Bank, yeah, that was a big stuff. That was at the point there, I suppose.
That's not the one with the point. There's a picture of it being built in this book.
I wish
they had put the locations. I guess when they took that, they had no idea the buildings would be gone.
I don't even recall it, really. Uh-huh. I don't.
I was looking through it trying to identify, but that's your school.
Yes, that's the old graduate school where I went 3 years. Slapped one of my teachers, she slapped me and I slapped her back, my fourth grade teacher. We were practicing for something, I think Christmas, something, the old Perkins Opera House, the old Jim Perkins Opera House. This is, we're located at 4th Street and, what's the street this way next to Green, Washington?
Let's see, I guess that's
mixed up.
The Presbyterian Church is on Pitt.
Yes.
Then it's, yes, Green, Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old Perkins Opera House, so-called, mm-hmm. was there, and the old Perkins home, I think, as I recall, was at the corner of Washington and 4th. That would be the northeastern corner over here. And we were practicing, two rows of girls in front, two rows of boys in the back. And Jennings Rice, so Professor Rice, so he had a student here, and we always called him Professor Rice, so were whispering to one another. And
was that his son, Jennings?
Yes, Jennings, one of the stars. And old Maggie Mae Mitchell, she's as dark as almost like a black girl. I know she crept behind us. And up and slapped me. I turned around and whacked her as hard as I could, jumped off the stage. I recall it was a Friday afternoon, went home, and nothing was ever said about it. My mother would have horsewhipped if she had known that she touched me. My Uncle Jim Lanier was a member of the Board of Education here. So that influenced, I suppose, the attitude of the teachers towards it. The Lanier's and the Hookers, because Pat Lanier was my mother's sister. Hotel Bertha still.
Where was that? Where
down,
is that?
Down at Third, where well, it's been converted into what? I don't know, several things I have.
Is it on Dickinson?
Yes, there Evans Street, at the end of the mall now.
Uh-huh.
And just across from the courthouse and directly across from the old post office.
Oh,
a three-story building at that corner.
Yeah, that's not the Proctor Hotel.
Well, it was the Proctor Hotel, and it was... No, the Bertha was down here on Fifth Street, almost across from the Humble Place. Yes, where the theater is now.
Near Globe Hardware.
Yes, the Proctor was down there at the other corner.
I've gotten to be such so fascinated with the history of Greenville. I've lived here since 67, which certainly doesn't make me an old timer. But since I have become involved with writing the history of East Carolina, I have been living in the past in so many ways, and I have gotten such a
Well,
it's
little I'm telling you, does that jive with what you've been told?
Some of this, it does jive. I said I have gaps in that. Anytime I can find an old time of the early days.
Well, if you've anything like that,
Now, where was the Flanagan? Yeah, it's a big picture, and there's a picture of a big building in there called the Flanagan Buggy Company.
That was down on Cotage and 4th Street, I believe it was, across from the, the Napa Brown home, which was on Cotage and 4th Street, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, it's all come down for urban renewal, all that area. Now, there were the residential area when you were growing up, was that on, is it 5th and Evans in that?
Well, all along there was mm-hmm. residences of Cola, and the fashionable part became this area when the college was located here. This is a little mm-hmm. field, of course, in my very young days.
Mm-hmm. And Dickinson was sort of business, but
it,
not...
That was residential mm-hmm. from after about a block from Five Points. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Down to the railroad station.
Yeah, my near kin lived there at Pitt Street and Dickinson Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the property was on Pitt Street and part was on mm-hmm. Dickinson Avenue. And DeLong lived next door. He had, and he operated a little store there. I think the barber shop is still there.
Is the little barber shop.
Well, that's where Jimmy Long had a store.
Yes. And the streets, I guess, weren't paved when you were built.
James Perkins was mentioning the last night about the paving of the they were paved with bricks from mm-hmm. two blocks, and those two blocks were the present mall, as I recall. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That I know. I read in the paper that they were dreaming how nice it would be to have it paved from the train station to the river.
Yes.
At the courthouse.
But that
but
came
that
later
place.
After
mm-hmm.
McGuire, I think, was the name of the contractor, because he had two lovely girls, and my brother said became interested in one of the McGuire, the older of the McGuire girls.
And you had several brothers?
I had two brothers, two older brothers. My brother Seth Jr. was 3 years older, and
mm-hmm.
my brother Bruce was about 6.5 years older, and then I was almost 7 years older than my sister Lydia. There was a
mm-hmm. gap. And she lived here in...
Oh yes, she
yeah.
married, well, her first husband mm-hmm. was Bill White of the White Stores
mm-hmm.
family, and then she and Bill divorced. Bill never remarried. I think he loved Lydia so much he wouldn't consider anything, but she did Mary Echols Wall, who was with the first television station, well, the only mm-hmm. one I suppose ever been here, but when it was established. He was from High Point, North Carolina, and several years younger than she was. I've been told, recently died. He went down to Kingston and became the supervisor on the tobacco market. My sister, well, she'd been ill and was in a weakened stage, and she would take sleeping pills, and she took too many one night, and she died from an overdose mm-hmm. of sleeping pills.
And so there were four children.
Yes. All my family buried out at Cherry Hill, including my mother's mother, Sally Ann Park of Peebles. And the Hooker family has all these tall monuments and things like that out there. And I will be buried in the city of Atlanta, I suppose. So nobody won't even be able to trace this, my part of the family. Because I won't be up there.
Do you have children?
No, we never had any. We're both getting along in mm-hmm. years when we're married. She was a part of us. We do have a beautiful antique. My home is filled with family antiques, some from mm-hmm. my home here. Have you ever heard of, and do you know what a petticoat table is?
No.
They're so rare.
What is it?
Mine has a marble top, and a fancy, whatever the wood is, and the mirror is down at the bottom. So in olden times, those tables would be put at the bottom of the stairs, so women coming down the steps could see how the petticoats were hanging.
How practical.
Yes.
And so often you find in things that a grain, I mean a real grain of practicality,
Who had the imagination to do that in the beginning?
I don't think I've seen one of those things.
But Henry Ford had the imagination to develop a workable automobile in this country. It had to start somewhere. Have you ever seen a bustle chair?
No.
Do you know what a bustle chair is?
It must be something to let the bustle.
Exactly. It has arms, just arms, and nothing in the back. So women could sit comfortably in a chair, and the bustle would hang out the back. I have one of those from old
Rome. And you love antiques?
My own.
My own, yes.
I have two of my mother and father's wedding gifts. They were married in 1889.
That's the year the railroad came, I believe, into Greensville. Or came across the river,
I think. That's right. I've been told it stopped at the river.
So they could get a bridge,
built. One is, my mother always called it the brass lamp, the oil lamp, and she had it converted into an electric lamp, of course, and two comforts that my aunt Mamie Cherry, my father's sister, gave them. And my mother always had servants. She had a negro manservant. Old Windsor was there for 20 or 25 years. He was there all the time. Well, after I left there, Martha and others were there. But anyhow, one of them broke the top of one of these comforts. But the other has broke the top and the bottom. Oh, I had so much cut glass from some from my home, the religion. My mother left things like that too, religion.
Yeah, that's a natural thing.
Yes, but Barbara's mother was an only child to grow up. I think her Barbara's grandparents had one or two other children who didn't live long. Her mother had twins because I have beautiful mirrors, but they had my wife's baby pictures of two boys, and they were put in these beautiful big frames of gold leaf, actually solid gold, made out of gold. And at the entrance to our home, when we went there, we had this ordinary lamp. We bought real coach lamps. I think we paid about 15 years, but I've been living there 21 years now. I think we paid $350 for them. I think they must be worth $1,000 now. But I'd say they're real. At least we were told, if the evidence would indicate that they were real.
Or a lamp.
Horse ridge, of course, the old coaches.
Is your home an old home?
No, it was built in 1956 by I forgot his position at Lockheed. There's a big Lockheed plant in Marietta. And he was transferred to the West Coast by Lockheed. And I bought the place from him. And got it at a bargain because when the it was naturally put a price on it. And when we were, it suited us to a T because it had this great big basement area, mostly above ground, where I could have my office.
Mm-hmm.
It had this playroom that's 30 feet long by 16 wide with a built-up fireplace, a picture window, a door leading out to a great big parking area that can park easily, 6 or 8 or 10 automobiles out there, and a half bath.
It was very ideal.
So we did it for a while. I recall that the agent said, he called Ralph blah blah, I forgot his name, Ralph somebody, out on the West Coast, and telling about me and telling them they all and this, that, and the other. And a couple of weeks he said, please make him one more offer. You seem to like the house, and I like, of course, I won't sell it. I said, all right, tell your Ralph that I'll pay all the taxes for this year, which was not much at that time. Ralph grabbed at the new offer, so I got it at quite a bargain price. Mostly three times what I paid for it.
Only depressing what has happened to real estate. But from the point of view of how other people are going to buy, it gets to the point where it's just priced off.
I don't keep up with values like that, but I know my next, place next door, bank president, occupied when we moved there. I recall that Barbara went downtown to do some shopping soon after we moved there, and she went to the only big store there, I suppose, department store, and she found that she'd left the pocketbook at home. I don't think she had a cent of money. And the clerk wanted to open an account. And she said, all right, I'm going to live here, so I will open an account. And she asked for references and things like that, and if she had a credit card or whatnot. And we never had a credit card in any form. So she said, can you give me a local rate? She said, yes, call David Hester, who lives next door. And he was the president of one of the two banks, I believe, out of Marietta. So Barbara said, when the woman came back, she was just grinning from ear to ear. She said, Mr. Hester said, if you want to buy the store, let's sell it to you on credit.
If you look a little further, you'll see. I think maybe the Liberty Warehouse is.
I hope so.
Is in there.
See if you can see
any
familiar faces. Oh God. Greenville Banking and Trust Company. Yes, that's where I got my beginning in Wachovia Corporation. My father gave me 20 shares in the Greenville Banking and Trust Company. He said, if you want to sell these shares now, you can sell them for $2,200. I didn't need any money. I didn't want to sell. I've kept them to this day. Barbara bought a few hundreds of shares when they were available in the Depression. And if he paid 100 cents on the dollar, I think he took them in on a debt, so I'm sure he didn't pay $2,000 for them. I can see only about $3,500 actual dollars invested. And at one time, those shares that I continue to own were worth about $225,000. That's what the capital gain was in those years.
That's impressive.
We had to divest ourselves of the American Credit Corporation, and I have a picture, a reproduction of the check I got from the Barclay Bank of London, which is a halted. It was some 2 or 3 years ago, a $40 billion institution. I have a check, picture of this check. So, what is it? $69,150. Just part of the bank was sold.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be sold at that time because of Uncle Sam's interference and everything concerning America.
How do you like Reagan?
I hope and believe that he will begin to get us out of this awful mess that has been accumulating since Franklin Roosevelt became president.
It'll be a long, slow.
It'll have to go. Well, it's been those 40-odd years since 1932. Yes, he was elected in 32.
Let me say one thing, and I think maybe there's a...
I haven't gotten to the back yet, but
well,
I saw John
Hooker
Flanagan.
And Anthony.
Who is that?
Hooker and Anthony.
The headquarters.
Grocers. This is one of the largest and highly prosperous wholesale houses of the city.
Now, which one of Travis Hooker family.
Okay, so the business is wholesale, and the company large handles the groceries, tobacco. The house is located 805-807
Dickinson
Avenue.
Well, that was way down.
The business has been established for about 6 years with Mr. P.T. Anthony, president, and Mr. E.B. Thomas.
Yeah,
I was saying, who's the Hooker?
Well, he was inactive, I expect.
Uh-huh.
Which one of the Hookers was interested in that? I don't recall.
I don't know, just, but you better see Hooker and...
Well, it's my fault, I know that. And he was the only one of his family that stayed here. The others moved to Richmond. He had one older brother, Oscar, who moved to Richmond and took all the family because my grandmother left. Well, their home was at 9th and Evans Street.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Mr. Dale? Let's see, he was in...
Haywood Dale,
yeah.
Dale Horse Stable.
Yeah, horse, they had a brick to work. And one time, and then he had the Overland Agency,
yes, Dale Overland Agency.
And now this is Munford's warehouse. I guess the Liberty isn't in there. Where is that?
Munford built a warehouse. Where did he? Away from the other warehouses on 9th and Street, 10th Street, in that area.
Oh.
Oh God, where was Munford? Way over near the Atlantic Coastline Station, I believe.
That was on Dickinson and 10th.
Yes. Where was that Munford house located? My heavens, my memory is failing now.
It's so changed here with all that's come up and gone down. It's hard to. I wish they had put all of these, but they didn't put the locations on some things, which would be.
The material is still over there. Charlie was a little older than I was. Peter Munford, Charlie Jr. And Robert Lee, they call him Robert Lee Munford. I think he was adopted by the Munfords. He was Mrs. Munford's nephew, as I recall. W.H. Johnson. Now, where in the world was that? I think I'll come to find out. Located 915, that was around the Norfolk Southern Station, because the Lanier home was 800 Dickinson Avenue.
The Atlantic Coastline was the station over there at Dickinson and Kemp.
Yes.
And then where was the Norfolk?
Pitt Street.
Uh-huh.
Do they call it Pitt Street after it crosses Dickinson Avenue? I don't even call it.